are ready. We are here at the 2018 AXFI in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And my first question is, what does CE Rate Reset and the Golden State Warriors have in common?
Oh my gosh, you're going to catch me off guard there. I mean, other than the fact that
That's a good question.
They're both winners.
Oh my gosh.
Have you not watched ESPN lately, sir?
If you asked me about caps, I would have got that without a doubt right away.
All right, I'll go there. So anyway, well, congratulations. You guys just won. I mean, I can't read it backwards. Let's flip it around here. The speed round winner here at the AXFI. Congratulations.
Thank
and
you.
This is for Knock Knock, I assume.
That's exactly right. Yes, yeah.
How's it feel to be another winner? A winner once again.
Well, last time I was in Disneyland, but I'm not going to go back there for this award. Sorry, Disneyland. No, it feels awesome. I mean, I love the AXFI conference, all about big data and making use of that data. So what a perfect combination for Knock Knock. So we are the answer behind the data, the action behind the data. Let the members knock. To reset and knock to open up new accounts and let the big data do what it's supposed to do, which is show how the members how they can make it real easy to do business with the credit union.
Foster, how does it feel, man? How's it?
It's good. Yeah? It's good. Well, the award that we won, there's three of them, and the voting came down to, I think the first one was the People's Choice voting. And we won. That's what we won.
The people spoke.
Yeah.
And they like Knock Knock. that's really exciting there. I mean, you're starting to really see the excitement behind the platform. We're calling this, and I know Keith has said it a few times, though, but we're on the Knock Knock tour right now. So just continuing that word. And no, it's good. It's great.
Yeah, you were telling me yesterday, this morning, that Joe Brancucci is bouncing around the country doing demo after demo of Knock Knock and all the other stuff you guys got in your arsenal of products.
Yeah.
Pretty cool story you guys got going.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
No, Joe's on a whirlwind right now, and people are setting up meetings for him for 2-3 hours at a time, getting the whole C-suite in there, learning about Knock Knock, and we have a tremendous amount in the pipeline. As a matter of fact, Foster just got another signed contract today.
Well done, sir.
Yeah, just a few minutes. So we'll keep it rolling.
Exactly.
I mean, if you think about it, right? I mean, to compete against the fintechs, against the big banks, what we're learning at this conference with AXFI is they have almost unlimited budgets. Well, the credit unions don't. So the collaborative effort really works. And the credit unions have always been, let's collaborate so that we can compete. As I've heard at this conference, what the credit unions have that the fintechs don't have are the member data, the actual transactions, and that's where it gets really exciting, that culmination of collaboration, big data, and putting it to use can really culminate. So I've already learned a lot at this conference.
And we're only in the first day.
I know. And you said we could pick any topic. I thought we'd talk about surfing.
All right, we can talk about that. You know, but I wanted to bring up your win first.
Well, thank you.
I
without a doubt. I think you tell me. I'm not a surfer. I'm a surfer wannabe, and you are a surfer. But I think that surfing is kind of like the credit union world.
How
right?
so? Explain
well,
yourself,
you're
all, sir.
You're not out there solo, right? You're all
sometimes. You're usually in a group. Some people like to surf
when
solo.
You're in a group. Are you guys saying, hey, that's the perfect wave together, or somebody spotting it and helping the other one out?
Well, we're kind of cheering for each other.
Stuff, yeah.
Whoever catches, whoever's in position to catch it.
Right.
You know, you don't want to, like, take off in front of somebody, then the crowd turns on you.
Yeah.
Everyone has their turn, you know, and then there's a pecking order out there. You know, the locals who surf there every day, who've been surfing there for day in and day out for years and years, they have priority. So if you're a newbie out there, you don't want to go out there and take the first wave, because then that's just, you're asking for trouble. So
wow.
There's a little, there's unwritten rules out there in the lineup. But for the most part, everyone's pretty happy and cheery. And if you get a good wave, people are rooting you on. And you come back out, you paddle back out, and you're like, wow, that was such a great wave. Good job. You know, so everyone's cheering for you, usually.
All right, I'm going to put that into credit union language now.
Okay, let's hear it.
Surfing. So that pecking order, right, all those experienced surfers out there aren't always the best. I mean, you got to admit that, right? It's like the big banks picking on the little credit unions for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. And they always thought they could always have the majority of the share out there.
Sure.
I don't know. I think the tide's changed. I think these newbie surfers out there might get their share of the big waves out there.
Oh, I'm sure. And if you have the talent to back it up,
yeah.
And if you're humble out there, you don't want to be super outspoken or anything like that. Again, the established folks, no matter what their level of surfing is,
yeah.
they'll let you know. and then they might take it to the parking lot as well. So there's a thing called respect. There's all respect.
All right, that won't happen in the credit union world.
No.
I'm going to take it to the parking lot. All right, next topic I want to talk about, millennials.
Yes.
Millennials. Since we have one here.
Let's hear it. Yeah, so, Foster, you're up. What about millennials?
You know, knock knock. Will they do it?
I know, right? That's a good question. That's a good question. You know what I was hearing from some of the other presenters, who was the keynote this morning? Brett King. I thought what he was talking about with the Android Pay and the eliminating the plastic cards, and then the whole Asian influence over there with their markets and how far ahead they are. I've seen that on the millennial side with actually, my wife uses the Samsung Pay all the time. And they actually, her credit union enticed her to use it by giving her a $10 credit towards her account to use the Samsung Pay. So things like that, I think, enhance or... what's the word I'm looking for? Incentives.
Yeah.
To do that is really cool, and I think it's fitting right in line with what millennials want to do is, paying on the go and not have anything that's going to stop them or friction on that spending, I guess.
I have a question for you. What is the percentage of card purchases as opposed to maybe Samsung or Apple Pay in your household, because you're a household of millennials now, so
newly married.
Newly married. Well, they're even better.
Right. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Personally, for me, I'm still heavy on the card side.
Okay.
I still use that quite frequently, and I would say with her though, it's about 50-50.
Is it?
Yep. Yeah. And I would say it's leaning more towards the phone, just because. Mm-hmm. It's easier, and then I was talking to someone, they don't carry cash anymore. He whipped out his phone. He said,
yeah.
This is my wallet.
Right.
I said, holy smokes, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see her doing that and other millennials, and no, it's a good question, but it's leaning over towards that side of using the phones more, I would say. And
okay.
I'll get into it, I would say.
Okay.
Keith, what about you? What's your percentage? Are you still mainly card, or are you going more phone, or where are you at?
I'm not allowed to spend. My wife, I let her do it all. I just go out and I try and go to these conferences and bring home the bacon as best as I can. So spending is off limits. Do you see that, honey? I said that. I said I'm not spending money here, although I did just get a new phone here in the Mall of America.
There, what's not to get in there?
I know. Right. Oh, my gosh. It was funny. Our Uber driver said, I never go there. Never. I'm local all my life. Never
really?
Go there to buy something.
Wow.
But end up getting a new phone.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. I'm a big data guy. I love big data. And I definitely feel that the tide has turned from the standpoint of the payment.
Oh, space. I agree, too.
Yeah.
Agree.
And if the credit unions aren't making it really easy to have the payments done through the mobile devices, that they're going to miss out.
Yeah.
They're going to miss that relationship component, because the fintechs will grab that initial part of the transaction, and then they're going to hammer them with other products, just like SoFi.
Yep.
They started with student loans. Now they do mortgages, personal loans, banking, investments, and who knows what else.
You know what I got in my email last week? This just popped into my head, and I apologize if it's not relevant, but I think it is here, because the website that I use for CU Broadcast was just purchased by Square,
huh.
Or the web, whatever they're called, the hosting site or whatever. They
right.
were just purchased by. So I get this email from Square saying, hey, you qualify for a $25,000 loan. Let us be your new loan officer.
Are you
No.
Wow.
Wow.
So that's what we're competing. That's what credit unions are competing with. I went, where did this come from?
Wow. So it already said you were pre-qualified.
Ready to roll.
Did you do it?
No.
Well, I'm telling you, everybody.
The less payments I have, the better.
Oh, amen to that, without a doubt. Well, but you still have to make it easy. You have to make it easy for the member who does want it, who does need it,
mm-hmm.
to act on it
before
the Squares take that deal away.
I was blown away. Blown
you know what's
away.
The cool thing about that, though, with Square, is I used them when they had the card swipe tool.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
So, and it plugged into the jack on your phone.
Yeah.
Back when, I think it was like 5 years ago at this point, I had a landscaping business, so I actually used that. So I didn't want to do cash and everything. It was easier because people had the cards, they were coming into play. The progression from that little, free Square, literally that plugged into your phone, to getting pre-approved offers, I mean, it just shows where these companies are going and they're looking towards the future. And that's pretty cool to see that. Absolutely.
Indeed. What else do you want to talk about? What else are you going to win, Keith? What's next on your competition list here?
No. We are on the Knock Knock Tour, although, and I won't say what it is, but we've already started work on our, you know, next big idea for 2019. So
you're kind of like Apple. Every year you have this big announcement, especially like at the GAC. You always come up to me like, hey, look what we got cooking.
We do plan on announcing it at GAC again next year. And this one's a fun one.
Okay.
This is to really drive a tremendous amount of direct auto lending into the credit unions.
Oh, nice. Okay.
With an untapped market that's been identified, to not only grow membership significantly, but grow direct auto lending significantly.
All right. Give me a
so
glimpse.
There's a hint.
Having said that, can you give me a glimpse within your office space? How do you get these little eureka moments? Because you guys are having eureka moments like almost on a yearly basis now with your stuff here.
You know, a lot of it's actually from Joe out there meeting with credit unions, Foster out there meeting with credit unions, and really just asking the credit union, what's top of mind? What's keeping you up late at night? And what are you trying to, do better? So some of these ideas come from them.
Okay.
A lot of them also come from my background in lending and just seeing inefficiencies that I saw in the mortgage industry. And so now, took us a while. I mean, we are the 10-year overnight success story.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But when you look at a mortgage transaction, it is 2.5 inches thick of paperwork. Still, for a borrower you already have the loan with on a portfolio, and we've taken that down to zero paperwork, done in 1.5 minutes. So we're all about trying to find inefficiencies in the market that are still there, because there's plenty, there's a plethora of them, and then just bringing innovation behind it that solves something great for the member, solves something great for the credit union, and it's a win-win for everybody.
Can't wait. Sitting on pins and needles.
All right.
Guys,
right there.
Anything
Always
else?
On CU Broadcast. We love your show.
We like scooping. We like breaking the new news out there.
How about at GAC we announce it with you?
Perfect. We'll be there.
All right.
We'll be there with our couch and desk and all sorts of cool stuff we're going to have next year. So, yeah.
All right. Well, Keith, knock, knock.
There it is. Winners again for what? The second time this year? Something like that? So,
yes,
good job, guys. Foster, well done. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, sir.
Congratulations on your nuptials as well.
Thank you.
And keep using that phone. All right?
Indeed. Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.